For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Paige Beebe, the sophomore forward out of Ham Lake, Minnesota. And first of all, congratulations on a big win over the Mavericks.
Thank you. Yeah, it was definitely a hard-fought battle, but we were very fortunate to come out with the win tonight.
Earlier in the season against Minnesota State, you guys only scored one goal against them. What was the difference here tonight?
Yeah, she is a very good goalie, and we knew that getting lots of shots was going to be a big part of getting ones past her tonight, and I think that's what we did, just making an effort to always shoot, always crash the net.
And crash the net, Abby Haluska did on that first goal. Seriously, I saw the puck bounce up. I asked Abby after the game, and she's like, yeah, I saw it bounce out in front of me, and I just shot it. That kind of reminds me of your goal late in the game. The pass was perfect to you, but you just turned and fired. I mean, it was kind of like quick release. Is that kind of a key to getting things past Levy?
Yeah, definitely. She is very good at the fast shots, and I think you either have to shoot it really hard, really fast, or you got to get those greasy goals. So both were used tonight.
Again, five goals tonight. And I know in the first half of the season, you guys had struggled scoring, gained a little bit of confidence there in that first series of the second half here. How much of that have you carried over?
Yeah, definitely. Scoring has been a big part of our second half of the season. I think we've gotten in the groove, and I think tonight was big with the 3 points, and hopefully that'll carry over into tomorrow.
Got some great goaltending again tonight. Lauren Bench coming up with 25 saves, 21 block shots by your team tonight. Everybody's kind of doing their part defensively, aren't they?
Yeah, that was one of our keys before the game, was definitely get a lot of block shots. So in between each period, we're like, how many block shots do we have? And so we were glad when that number was pretty high tonight.
For you, Paige, being a Minnesotan, getting to play in Hockey Day Minnesota, how cool was that experience?
It was amazing. It was probably top two of the coolest things I've ever done in my life, and it's especially going to be something I'm going to remember for the rest of my life.
All right, you're a sophomore here this year. Looking back on your freshman season, how long did it take you to become comfortable?
I think definitely the girls above help a lot with that. It's just kind of getting in the group of things, and I think our freshmen are really gelling well with all of us, and I think they're just right along with us. So shout out to them.
They look good, and Grayson Myers getting her first career goal as a freshman from Fargo, North Dakota. How fun is it when one of your rookies gets on the scoreboard?
Yeah, that was huge. The smile after she scored was something where we were all commenting on that. She was so happy, but it's definitely big for her, and I'm excited to see more goals from her.
All right, let's go on to some fun questions. All right. Last movie you saw in the theater?
Second Act.
Last book you read?
It was probably The Cellar. I don't know who it's by, but it's kind of a creepy book. But I read it in like a day, so like I couldn't put it down. But so super good.
Favorite class?
Well, I'm a math major, so I would say something mathy, but like I'm taking a health and drugs and society class, and I think that's kind of interesting. So it's probably that right now.
Okay. Favorite color?
Yellow, all the way. It's been my favorite color since I was like 5 years old. And everyone, when I say that, everyone's always like, oh, yellow. And I'm like, yes, I love yellow. So that's it.
Where's one place you would want to travel to after college?
Like I'm in love with elephants, so probably anywhere that would give me the opportunity to like interact with them more than like just get to play with them. So like maybe Africa or India, maybe.
What's it going to take to beat the Mavericks in game two?
I definitely think just keeping up our intensity that we had throughout the game today. Definitely getting a lot of shots. That's going to be important. Always getting on the back check. It was a very fast-paced game, and I think just keeping up with that pace and just playing our game is going to be what's going to get us the win.
They had TV timeouts tonight. Is that an advantage or disadvantage, do you think? Or did it kind of help you guys? I mean, a lot of times those TV timeouts come and you might be in the right rhythm and then it kind of like halts that. Do you like those or don't like those?
There's pros and cons to it. I think definitely if you need an extra breather, like it can be a beneficial thing. But yeah, like you said, when when you're in a groove, it can be kind of hindering. But also when they're in a groove, it can, you've like got the momentum and you're ready to go. So it's kind of both.
Paige, congratulations on two big goals against the Mavericks and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you, Kelly.